Good afternoon and welcome to DeWitt Gymnasium. I'm Derek DeBreech, joined by Christian Zylstra for GPAC Volleyball this afternoon on this Saturday. And it's a top 10 matchup in the country, arguably one of the best games, if not the best one in the entire nation, going on this weekend here in Sioux Center. And it's a pivotal one for GPAC play as well. Dort comes in with the 16-5 overall record, 9-2 in the conference, and the number 10 national ranking. And the Midland Warriors from Fremont are here today, 20-1 overall, a 10-1 conference record, third in the nation, and tied for first in the conference right now. And that's really what we look at to start things off today, is the conference outlook. Dort comes in with a 9-2 record, which puts them in second place behind Hastings and Midland, who each have one loss. And those are against each other. They've played twice and split the series between the two. And to be honest, Dort needs to win today if they're going to keep their GPAC title hopes alive to try to defend that title from last year.
Yeah, it's going to be a big game here for the defenders, both for Midland as well, but both teams with a lot of aspirations trying to take the conference title. The defenders trying to repeat as regular season conference champs, and it guarantees a spot in the GPAC playoff and into the national tournament. Not that the defenders at this rate wouldn't make it. They're well on their way to making the national tournament, but winning the conference goes a long way to trying to avoid playing that opening round game at home.
And it starts for Dort College with the usual players once again leading the stats, as we've seen the last couple of years. Brooke Granstra, she was gone for a while due to injury, but it's great to have her back. She leads the team with over 4 kills per set on the season. And then, of course, it's Jamie Gaysink averaging almost 11 assists per set. She's been fantastic. And then in the back, look for Jill Scouten, who leads the team in digs as well. For Midland, the names we're going to be keeping an eye on throughout this one, first of all, is Priscilla O'Dowd, a 6'1 sophomore from Omaha. She leads the team in kills, just shy of 4 kills a set, but then she's also got great jumping ability at the net, leads the team in blocks per set as well at just over 1. And then also, a pretty young team for the most part. Their leading assist player is a sophomore, Jessica Peters, 10.32 assists per set. And then they have a couple of seniors in Darcy Berry in the back line, the senior from Wahoo, Nebraska, who's been a part of this Midland team for a few years now, nearly averages 4 digs a set. But then a freshman right now that has been gaining a lot of playing time as well, and Taylor Pearson, coached, of course, by Paul Gieselman, once again, this Midland team. And they're a good squad. I believe they were the furthest of any GPAC teams in nationals last year, the only GPAC team to get out of pool play, I believe, at the national tournament in Sioux City.
Yeah, they were very good last year, and again, they're going to be a challenge for the defenders today. You mentioned it, the youth of this team. It's a big road match for Midland. One of their biggest matches of the season, probably their second biggest in conference play this year. And they did drop one to Hastings. That's why Hastings is now number 2 in the national standings behind Midland. But for the defenders as well, experience will be important, not just from the players, but experience this season. This is their battle against number 3, Midland. They've also lost to Hastings earlier this year, ranked number 2, and to number 1, Westmont. So they played the top 3 teams currently in the polls in the nation. They've faced some of these good teams, and they faced them all at home. They're trying to get their first win, though, against those top 3 teams. We'll see if the home crowd becomes an advantage for the defenders, and if they can't help snowball some of those points to garner some momentum.
And that's the test you want going into the national tournament as well if you're Dort College. So let's take a look quickly at what's been going on in Dort athletics otherwise today. First cross country was at the Mount Marty Invite. The women take first overall in the meet, and the men take second place. Women's soccer played at Midland earlier today in Nebraska. They lost 4-1. The men currently playing, like last check, it was scoreless in that one. And then Dort football getting a road conference win today at Hastings, Nebraska. Come from behind victory. You heard it right here on KDCR 88.5 FM. A thrilling win, 44-43 for the defender men to get back to 500 on the year. They now have a 4-4 record. We're just about set for volleyball here at DeWitt Gymnasium, and it's going to be a good one. We'll, of course, talk about what this has to do regarding the standings in the GPAC as well as we get further along into the broadcast, but we'll step aside for a couple minutes and then get ready for number 10 Dort versus number 3 Midland. We're back here at DeWitt Gymnasium after the national anthem and going through lineups now here in Sioux Center. As we just about get set between Dort College and Midland, what's going to be a good one? You're listening to Defender Volleyball, which is made possible by American State Bank, proud to support Dort College and Defender Athletics, and by Boer & Sons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at boerandsons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. One GPAC game is in the books already today. That was College of St. Mary at Briarcliff in a battle of two teams there towards the bottom of the standings. Briarcliff won that one 3-0. And then another game getting set in the conference to begin just now. Number 2, Hastings, is traveling on the road to face Dakota Wesley, and that game starting in a couple of minutes as well. And, of course, Hastings, top of the conference, so we'll be watching that one closely. And then later tonight, Doan plays at Morningside, and Doan is just one game back at Ord College that they are 9-3 in the conference, Ord, of course, at 9-2. So also need to keep an eye on the Doan Tigers, as so much can change. That's four teams right there, and there's a big difference between having home games in that GPAC tournament at the end of the year or playing on the road, which isn't going to be easy at some of these teams, especially if you have to go somewhere like Hastings on a weeknight.
Yeah, certainly if you're in the top two and you take control and take care of business at home, you're going to have two matches at home going into that final. And then depending on whether you're, if you're the two seed playing at number one or if you're the one seed, you'd have home court throughout. But the advantage, it's a real difference playing on the road. We mentioned earlier this week, and maybe Dort College was looking ahead to this matchup slightly, but at Briar Cliff, Dort really struggled early on the road in Sioux City. They fell behind in the first two sets, lost two sets to none, but then came back, won the final three, came away with a victory.
Well, this is the third to final home game of the regular season for Dort College, and they have two in a row after this. Only one more in conference, though, after today, and then they end the year with three straight road games in the conference. So not a kind schedule, especially considering their last game of the regular season is at Hastings, which that could certainly be a game where the winner takes the GPAC title, similar to what we had last year between Dort and Northwestern. A soccer update, that one's midway through the second half, and Midland has taken a 1-0 lead on Dort. We'll get a final score on that later in this broadcast as well, as we're just about set to get underway for Dort College and Midland once again. It's a huge opportunity. You mentioned, Christian, Dort's played number one in the country currently in Westmont and number two in Hastings, and both of those at home, tight ones. Dort lost in four sets to Hastings, five to Westmont, and now we'll see if they can get over that edge and get a win over a top three team in the country in Midland today. Midland will serve first from left to right if you're watching from you, and Jenny Bear will be the one to take the serve for the Warriors, and we will get underway here in set number one. It's handled by Summer Jansen, brought over to the left side, shot by Altma, dug up, handled back to the Dort side, and then Grantstrand mistimed her jump, dug up by the Warriors, batted over the top by Jessica Peters. Forced to push it over is Jill Scouten, and now it'll be handled by Anna Grobajon. Played to the right side, shot across, dug up though by Summer Jansen again for Dort. Now Altna from the left side. And that one goes off of the mark and is deflected up into the air by Grobajon, but it'll be a kill for Emma Altna, and Dort gets the first point of this one.
Well, how do you like that for a first point? Good work by both sides, some quality digs, good passes, and then Altna is able to convert.
She'll be the one that goes back to take the serve now as well for Dort College. And that one goes towards the end line, but it lands in play for an ace. She leads the team in aces with just over 0.4 of an ace per set, which of course doesn't seem high, but she is certainly seen as the most threatening server on this Dort team. It's a volatile serve, doesn't always pay off, but it works there, and Dort with an early 2-0 lead. This serve handled over the top by Casey Hyman. Dort gets it now. Julia Lindbergh from the left side tips it over, and then it's handled by Midland, but not without a lift being called off of the arm of Priscilla O'Dowd, one of the leaders on the Midland team. And Dort has come off to a good start here already, 3-0. Back to Altna to serve again. A sophomore from right here in Sioux Center, Iowa, handles the serve. Another tough one. Handled by the Warriors, though, and now they go down the middle. Tipped over again, though, by O'Dowd, and now Granster goes down the middle after the set from Gaysink, and she's able to put it away rather easily. Midland hasn't been able to put together a clean attack yet of three hits so far.
Yeah, they've been struggling a little bit with their passing here early, and Dort's taking advantage of 4-0 in the early going.
Of course, credit for that goes to Altna with that serve that they're having a tough time to do, but they don't have to handle that one as it goes well long for Altna, but still, Dort up to a 4-1 lead, and as I just mentioned, it's a serve where once in a while you get the ace, other times you get the error, and that's the occasion there. Is Haley Kowalski now in to serve for the Warriors. Another senior on this team from Bellevue, Nebraska. Most of this roster really from Nebraska for Midland. To the left side, Dort goes from Gaysink for Lindbergh. Dug up, though, by the Warriors and Kowalski, and then pushed over the top and in play for a winner for Midland. I believe that was Christina Kepke who got onto that one for the Warriors.
And good positioning there by Kowalski. She was in the right area to dig up Lindbergh's attack. That helped set up that point for Midland.
Serve this time handled by Scouten for Dort. Gaysink sets it behind her head to the right side for Granstra. Puts it off the top of the net, but it lands in play for the kill. And service back to Dort College.
Well, the pass wasn't perfect, but sometimes when you have attackers that are just that good, it doesn't matter. Granstra taking advantage.
Of course, an All-American for Dort College. Brooke Granser in her senior year. This one batted towards the back. Aubrey Drake handles it, though, for Dort. Set by Gaysink for Granser again. This time handled, though, by the Warriors. And now a shot goes to the backside and kill for Kepke again. After it was dug up by Jessica Neckel, the Warriors were able to establish an attack and take service over.
Pretty easy for Koepke there. No one in that back right corner for the defenders.
It'll be Jessica Peters back to serve. Handled by Scouten, set from Gaysink. To the right side for Granser again, and she puts that one on the line in play for another kill. And so Granser already with three of them here in the early going.
And you can see the attack, a lot of it funneled in the direction of Granstra thus far. Three kills out of the six door points.
Off the serve, they go down the middle again to Koepke, and I think we know who the playmaker's been so far for Midland and who they're going to keep going to. It's Christina Koepke, 6'3", the tallest player on this team for Midland, and they continue to go to her down the middle so far. Serve from Casey Hyman. A low one, having to lunge forward to Scouten, handles it. Now it's a set to the left side for Lindbergh, who pokes it over the top and picks up the back corner nicely. Casey Hyman opted to let it go, thought it would drift a bit too far, but ends up being perfect by Lindbergh to get the point.
Yeah, beautiful touch by Lindbergh, and that was Hyman's only play. She was only going to be able to just barely get a piece on it.
Another serve by Lindbergh. Hyman handles this one, and they go to the near side, where it's handled by Shelby Brettschneider, and into the net she went as well, and so the point goes to Dort College.
Well, at home against a good opponent, the first thing you want to do is set the tone. Dort's doing that early, up 8-4.
Another serve for Lindbergh. And that one was a very tough one, and they can't handle it. It's an ace for Julia Lindbergh. Second ace here of set number one for Dort as Darcy Berry got onto it, but that's all she can do. Timeout Midland, Dort rolling so far, up 9-4, set one. Listening to Defender Volleyball here on KDCR's 2 Center, 88.5 FM. I'm Derek DeVries, joined by Christian Zylstra. This production of KDCR Sports made possible by CNH Body Repair in Orange City. Their reputation didn't happen by accident, and by Farmers Mutual Insurance Association of Hall and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing farm mutual insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. 9-4, Dort leads here in set number one over number three in the country, Midland. And service to the Dort College defenders as we're set to get underway once again. Julia Lindbergh takes the serve. Handled by the Warriors this time. They go to the near side. And again, it's Brett Schneider blocked by Altma and Keel for Dort College. And now pushed over the top by Midland. Dort with the attack. Haley Moss on the right side. Looks like that went into the tape. Four hits doesn't get called, though. And Dort will be allowed to push it over as Keel gets under it. Wade now down the middle again to Koepke. And she gets the kill as that one rockets off of the arms of Gaysink. Dort couldn't take advantage there when Moss had the attack, and Midland makes them pay. The serve goes to Darcy Berry now. And that one a low liner, and Moss had a tough time with it. Dort with a joust at the net. Midland wins it, but it goes back to Dort. Altma takes the shot from the left side, and she thought that one took a deflection. It goes out. Didn't look like there was anything from my angle, and that's the call the referee has made as well. Point to Midland.
Yeah, I agree. I think that was the right call. Just a little bit too much gusto on that from the defenders.
And now the serve handled by Scouten. They go left side for Altma again. That one dug up by Berry. Played over to the other side now, and that one will be shot by Jenny Bear. Dug up by Scouten to the right side for Moss. Moss put that one into the net, though, and Midland takes it. And since the timeout, the Warriors have scored three straight points. Dort still leads 9-7, but you can sense the momentum beginning to shift here. Serve handled by Scouten this time, and it looked like that one was maybe going to drift out of play. She chose to handle it anyway, and now Altma with a tough shot, a bit of a changeup for them to handle. It's brought over to Dort's side again. They'll get a clean set from Gaysink for Keel, dug up by Berry again, though, and now from the other side, a shot by Bear. Block at the net, batted by Scouten. Gaysink sets it. Altma with the shot now, and she fires that one into the far corner beautifully. It was a great set by Jamie Gaysink to get the clean shot off, and Dort back in service.
Yeah, both teams scrambling a little bit there on that point, but that set by Gaysink really calmed things down for the defenders and allowed that strong attack from Altma.
To the near side, Midland goes off the serve, and that shot goes long for Brett Schneider. They were hoping maybe a deflection would get called on Dort, but nothing there, and Summer Jansen will take it back for another serve, up 11-7. Jansen with a slow serve over this time. They play it over to Bear, and that one dug up into the air by Granstra, but it goes too far away for either Scouten or Jansen to reach and give the kill to Jenny Bear. Into the game to serve, Anna Grovejohn.
Well, you can see since that timeout, Midland also trying to get some other players involved in the attack, and it's paying off a little bit here. Bear that time with the kill.
So another senior, Grosjean, takes the serve. Handled by Skouten, then set up into the air, and instead going for the direct attack was Gasing. Read by Midland right away, though. Now Keel shot blocked. It goes back to the left side. Now Brolton, she'll take a shot, and that one, I think, might have been dug up. If it's not, it hit the ground. Hyman tried to dig it, but it goes soaring into the stands regardless. It will be another kill for Emma Altena.
That's the third kill now for Altena. Both she and Granstra with three here early. They have half of the Dort College points.
12-8 the score in favor of Dort College. Just about midway through set number one as Aubrey Drake takes the serve. Handled by Barry, and now they go to the near side, and Scouten's able to dig it up after the partial block from O'Dowd's shot. Altena gets it now, tries to go cross-court. Put it too far, though, and out of play it goes. Points to Midland.
Altena just tried to switch it up there after several attacks here down the near side. Tried to go far side. There was an open lane, but a tough angle there. Too much power.
Jenny Bear serves for the Warriors. A high lofted serve handled by Jansen. Set from Gasing to the center for Granstra. And she's able to put that one away. Too easy for the All-American there. Her fourth kill now of this set. And Dort takes a 13-9 lead.
Yeah, she didn't even get a real good strong hit on that. But still, there was wide open space there, just far too easy. Midland scrambling out of position.
Serve now. That one nearly went too far for Altena, but dug up by Midland, and now they send it over the top. Shot by Hyman, easily handled, and now to the left side. Lundberg forced to just poke it towards the corner, and she does so beautifully. It's the second time Julia Lundberg's been able to pick out the corner. Nothing Jessica Neckel could do about it that time, and she just got a touch onto it. And it's another winner for Dort in the lead, back out to five.
Yeah, both of her her kills have come from that far left corner.
Largest lead, Dort's had in set number one at five once again. Altena serve, handled by the Warriors at the net. Granstra went for it, didn't get it as it was hammered down by O'Dowd. And it's a winner for the Warriors.
Good elevation there by O'Dowd, able to get on top of it and send it down. Dort unable to dig it up. Dort still up 14-10 though here in this first set.
Serve handled by Skouten, set to Gasing, gets clean over to the far side, but that one's blocked at the net by Koepke. She stuffs Granstra, and that was one of the first times really we've seen in the last 2 points that Dort had a clean set to get to the kill, but read by Midland and blocked by Koepke. 14-11, Dort still leads. Serve from the Warriors comes. Skouten handles it again. Gasing will go right back to Granstra down the middle. That one, though, off the top of the net and kept alive by Grosjean. They play it now from the far side. Hyman, though, has it dug up by Lindberg, and now Dort goes back to Lindberg with the shot. That one dug up by the Warriors. To the far side they go, poked over by Hyman again, dug up by Drake. Gasing will get the set for the left side to Lindberg for the third time, and that one a roll shot that was tough to handle, and Midland's forces just pushed it over the top with Kowalski. Now Dort at the net, Gasing battles for it. It goes up into the air. She pokes it over the outstretched arms of Koepke. To the far side, Hyman again blocked at the net by Granstra, but Midland's able to keep it alive again. Koepke down the middle, forces to push it up, and then Drake couldn't handle it as she had to go off the palm of her hand trying to play it forward as Koepke caught her with the hesitancy, thought she was going to go for the power shot, and Midland takes a long rally there, longest we've had in the game so far.
We've got a couple exciting long rallies now so far. Both teams have come away with a point from those.
Kowalski with the serve. Skouten handles it. Set from Gasing to the left side for Lindberg. It's a long shot, goes through the walk, and then it's dug up by Midland to Koepke. They go down the middle. Dug up by Drake. Right to the middle. Dort goes. It's poked over the top by Granstra, but she put it wide, trying to pick out the sideline. And suddenly Midland's back with them one. It was 14-9, and that's four straight for the Warriors now. Dort's lead just 14-13 here in the first set. Haley Kowalski to serve. Scouten handles it, but she couldn't hit it cleanly, and it goes over the net. And that's a costly one by Dort College. It's hammered right back at them. I believe that kill possibly went to Bear. I'm not certain. It's to Peters. Regardless, we're tied, and that's five straight points now for Midland.
Actually gave the kill to Hyman on the official score sheet.
Way to the left side. Lindberg with a powerful shot. She rips it into the far side corner, and Dort needed that point. After giving them five in a row, they're able to recapture their lead, and Jamie Gasing goes back to take the serve.
A great response there by Lindberg. Some leadership after a couple years here on the Dort College volleyball team, now growing with experience and the attack strong.
Played over to the far side. Hyman gets it. It ricochets off the kill. Scouten able to get a fist onto it, but it flies further away, and it's a kill for KC Hyman.
Well, what more would you expect between in a battle? Two top 10 teams here, 3-10 so far, tied 15 all. In the first set.
Serve easily handled by Granstra. They go to Malice down the middle, and that one looks like it was going to land in, but regardless, it's off of the outstretched fingertips of a Midland player. trying to figure out who that was in the back line. I believe it might have been Brett Schneider, and it goes out for the kill.
A nice sweeping move there by Moss. The windmill.
Serve handled by Midland. They go to the near side here, and the shot comes from Hyman, blocked by Keel. Back to Midland it goes, and they'll be pushed over by Hyman this time. Handled by Keel, and now she sets it for Lindberg on the left side, but that one's blocked right back down and lands in. A block for Casey Hyman, ties it up again at 16.
That's a huge block for Midland and for Hyman because Midland had the chance for the attack. The set was off, and it gave Dort possession of the ball. They were ready to go, and it was a strong hit, but the brick wall of Hyman too strong.
The outside hitter's only 5'9", but elevated quite a bit in front of the net there as Lindberg takes another shot this time. Dug up by Barry, though, and now they go to the near side again, and Brett Schneider gets onto that one, and it rockets off of the arm to Stranstra and into the stands, and Midland takes the lead. And I think this might be their first lead in quite some time. Timeout, Dort College, 17-16, Midland lead, set number one. You're listening to KDCR, Sioux Center, 88.5 FM, Dort College Volleyball, and Dort now has their first deficit of the entire first set against number three, Midland, 17-16. The Warriors have taken the lead in this one right now, and men's soccer update, that's the other Dort event going on right now, and Midland leads that one 2-0 in Fremont, Nebraska this afternoon. You're listening to Dort College Volleyball. It's made possible this afternoon by Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley. Over 140 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory on the web at highwaychevrolet.com. By Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors. Custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764. And by the Dort College Bookstore, located in the Dort College Campus Center. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 4, and Saturdays from 11 to 2. The Dort College Bookstore with a selection of Nike and Under Armour Defender gear. Serve to come from Midland. See if Dort can tie it up right out of the timeout here. It's handled by Lindberg. It goes towards the net and over the net, but no one gets it for Midland. JP Gasek lunged up, and she was going to try to get a touch onto it, but it goes over, and neither Koepke nor Brett Schneider handled it for Midland, and it safely lands in, and Dort ties it up rather easily.
I believe Lindberg's going to get credit for the kill there.
Lindberg will take the serve now. Midland plays it over to the near side. Brett Schneider with it. It's blocked up by Altna, trying to get there with Stranstra. And they had ruled she had gotten under it. I don't think she actually did, but no one else gets there for Dort. And it lands out of play regardless. So 18-17, Midland back on top again. The serve from Barry. Handled by Scouten. Now to Gasing. She goes to the left side for Altna. And that one, a powerful kill. Emma Altna all over that one. And the Warriors didn't have much of a block in front of the net either. Tied at 18 again.
Well, might as well just get out of the way of that one. Somebody's going to lose a tooth. A powerful ball there from Alton. Now her fourth kill of the set, and we're tied at 18.
Summer Jansen now to serve. That one handled by Barry. They go to the right side and the near side for Brett Schneider, and that one works its way over the net off the head of a Midland player, and now Alton gets the shot. Dug up by Barry, though. To the center they go. This one will be played over by Bear. Scout handles it, stays at the net. Pushed over by Gasing, trying to pick out the corner, but read all the way by Hyman. Now another shot. Granstra digs it out of the back, and now she'll fire one out of the back. Dug up by Barry, handled again by Granstra. Dort goes to the right side, this time for Keel. Popped up by the block, right at the net. It's a joust, and Keel puts it away for Dort College. It popped up over the face of the net. She poked it to the left side, into the center of the floor, and there was nothing Midland did about it. And Dort now takes the lead, 19-18.
Well, some of the best players step up, but when things aren't going exactly their way after several blocks, Keel, just battling at the net, earns the kill.
And now that one rocketed off of the face of Jill Scout. She tried to handle it, but a powerful kill there by Midland. Getting on to that one with Brett Schneider, and we're tied at 19 apiece. And so drama getting towards the end of set number one, as you would expect in this one. And the serve goes long this time for Midland and Anna Grovichon. Scouten decided to let it go and end up going away, passed by quite a ways, and Dort now with the lead again, 2019. Aubrey Drake in to serve. A sophomore from Rock Island, Illinois for Dort College.
Dort's largest lead of the set was 5. Midland, they've had 2 1-point leads.
Serve handled cleanly by the Warriors. From the left side they go, and that one's put away by Jenny Bear through the kill. And we're tied again. 20 apiece now.
Good read of the defense there by Bear. Just hit it where the defenders weren't. Wide open hole there.
Bear will be the one to serve now for Midland. And Scouten lets that one go, but it lands on the line and in for a crucial ace for Midland. Their first of the set, and it gives them the lead. Once again, it's 21-20.
Yeah, a risky decision there for Scouten. Doesn't pay off, and now Midland with a one-point lead again.
Another serve by Bear, and they go towards Scouten again, and that one she decides to take. And Granstra with the shot from the far side. Dug up, though, by Grovichon, and now it'll be hit over by Barry. And that one just lands in play, so Dort had to handle it. Holton of them with the shot from the left side. Dug up again by Berry, and now it's at the far side to go for Hyman. That one off of the arm of Scout. He couldn't dig it up, and now it's the largest lead of the first set for Midland at 2. 22-20 the score.
And Dort was up by 5, 14-9, and momentum has certainly shifted. 2-point lead for Midland. Timeout, Dort College.
Dort.
Back at DeWitt Gymnasium here on KDCR 88.5 FM. For Dort College Volleyball, made possible this Saturday afternoon by Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, paintless dent repair, glass insulation, and frame repair. A certified PPG shop, serving the community since 1955, 722-2313, and by People's Bank, with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Ann Chauvin, where values matter, member FDIC. Joined by Christian Zylstra, I'm Derek DeBriest, bringing you the call this afternoon. Mike Biker coming back from the football game in Hastings, Nebraska today, where Dort got a huge road victory, 44-43 in comeback fashion. And now the defender volleyball team needs to make a comeback here in set number one as well. Against number three in the country, Midland, the Warriors suddenly with their largest lead of the set at 22-20. And so we'll see if Dort can make a rally here, running out of time to do so, and momentum shifting in favor of the Warriors as well. Out of the timeout, the serve handled by Jansen, shot by Granser from the right side, dug up low by the Warriors, and now they go to Hyman on the far side. That one poked up into the air, handled by Drake, to the center they go for Granser, she pokes over the top. Berry's there though once again, shot from the near side, that one might have gone off the head. Regardless, it's blocked by Granstra and handled by Millen again. Hyman blocked at the net, batted down by Granstra, and beautifully done. Handles the block, it goes into the air, and she was the first one to get back off of the ground and into the air to slam it home, and Dort back with M1.
Well, the game slows down for Summit for Granstra. Quick block, the ball hanging in the air there, transitions into the attack.
Dort's used both their timeouts now in this set as well, and it's a tough serve by Emma Holtman, and she gets another ace. That's their second ace of this set, and it's a huge one to tie it up at 22-all. Midland has one timeout left, and they take it now after Dort gets two in a row. 22-all the score, set number one. Back at DeWitt Gymnasium here in Sioux Center, still in set number one between number 10 in the country, Dort College, and number 3, Midland, and it is 22-all so far in this one, and all the timeouts have been exhausted as well, so we'll get to the end of this set here during this run of play, and a crucial point coming up now with the tie at 22-all.
Yeah, critical point here. I don't know what the percentages or odds are. Our stats and data aren't that quite in-depth, but have to imagine whoever gets the point here puts themselves in a great position to take this set.
But Midland's going to have to handle another Emma Holtman to serve. They've had problems so far. She already has two aces here in the first set. This one, high into the air, handled by Grovejohn, and now Midland will get a clean attack from the near side. Dug up by Jansen. Dort will go to the right side for Granstra, and she puts it away! From Granstra with the kill for Dort College. Three in a row now, rattled off by the defenders, and they take the lead.
Great response from the defenders after their timeout. That's six kills now for Granstra, and the defenders trying to put this one away, up 23-22.
Their serve handled this time by Berry. They go down the middle this time. That one, though, off of the net, and as a result, easily dug up by Jansen. Shot will be poked over the top by Granstra. Handled, though, by Midland, and now Hyman from the far side has dug up by Drake. Dort goes down the middle to Granstra. Gets it! Gets another kill! Brooke Granstra with kill number seven in the first set. The fans on their feet now. Four straight for Dort, and it's set point as well, up 24-22.
But regardless of what happens in this set, Brooke Granstra, the MVP, here, set number one.
Open the serve. Handled by Berry. High into the air. It goes nearly into the ceiling. Hyman with the shot from the far side. Flies down! It's kicked up into the air. Kept alive, though, by Midland. And now another shot by Granstra. Midland keeps fighting. That one went off a foot, maybe even 2 feet. But now they can't handle it in their own backyard. And Dort takes it. 25-22. The defenders take set number one. And that's a 1-0 lead now on number 3 in the country.
If you missed...
Back at DeWitt Gymnasium after set number one, and we'll take you through now what's really been going on in Defender Athletics throughout the day as well. Dort takes the first set over Midland 25-22, rattling off the last 5 points of set number one and really gaining a lot of momentum here as well. Other Defender Athletics going on today. First it was cross country. They had a race in the Mount Marty invite earlier this morning. That was in Yankton, South Dakota. And good performances overall by both the women and the men. The women take first overall in the meet, and the men take second overall. So good performances by Coach Nate Wolf's runners once again. Then, Defender Football, you heard it here on KDCR 88.5 FM earlier today. A comeback victory. I believe Hastings scored 30 in a row was the run they went on, I wanted to say. After Dort was on a roll, 44-43, though, Dort comes back. They score with just over a minute to go in the game, and then they get the extra point, and they win it 44-43. 3 over the Hastings Broncos. It's the second ever road conference win. Of course, the first coming earlier this year to Briar Cliff. And congrats to Coach Penner and the staff of Dort. Now 4-4 on the record. That's two more wins than Dort football has ever had in the season. And still three games to go on the year as well for the Defender football team. Also, soccer was on the road today. They are playing at Midland. The women's soccer team loses 4-1. And the men's soccer team just about over, but down 3-0. So it looks like they'll take a loss in that one. And then the Blades are also playing later today as well at Iowa State, as the club hockey team. And that's a conference game as well, actually. Defender Volleyball is made possible by Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, with services provided by Julia Rentz and Steve Huffman. Serving the needs of children through senior citizens, their number 722-1902 to be proactive. And by Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area, whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you. On the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com, their phone number 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig is a broker. Joined by Christian Zylstra, I'm Derek DeVries. We're just about to get ready to start set number 2, and Dort on top 1-0 so far over number 3 in the country.
Yeah, an exciting first set. Great use of timeouts by Coach Chad Hansen. Really slowed the momentum for the Warriors, especially after falling behind 22-20, and then the Defenders were able to rattle off the last five and take it 25-22. So a great first set for the Defenders, starting it off well, setting the tone early here at home against number 3 in the country.
Dort would be going from left to right in front of us now here in set number 2, and Aubrey Drake takes the serve, and we're underway here in the second set. It's handled by Midland. O'Dowd with a shot from the right side, blocked. Midland keeps it alive, though, and now another block of the net by Granstra. Gaysink, and now Gaysink sets it for Granstra. Over the top, easily dug up by Berry, though, and now they go down the middle, and that one's blocked by Dort College. It was a tandem of Altna and Granstra, and Dort takes the first point once again in the second straight set.
Yeah, those two have done it all. Granstra with 7 kills, Altna with 4. She also has 2 aces, and then they've combined for several blocks throughout this match.
Serve handled by Midland, this time by Grovejohn. That goes to the near side, but not without a double contact being called on Priscilla O'Dowd, I believe. And so it's a 2-0 lead, eerily similar to how the first set started for Dort College, when I believe they took the first 4. Serve by Aubrey Drake, easily handled by Barry, and now they'll go to the far right side this time, and that one's a kill for Priscilla O'Dowd. Made up for a double contact call on the last point very quickly. And service for the first time, this set goes over to the Warriors. Sophomore from Clarinda, Iowa, Jenny Baer takes it. One of only a couple players from Iowa, as I mentioned earlier. Pretty much all Nebraska natives on this roster. Serve handled by Dort. They go to the left side for Altna. Blocked at the net, kept alive by Gaysink. Transfer sets it back to Altna again. She'll take another shot. This one dug up, though, by Baer. And now now Midland will hit one over the top. Easily lofted into the air by Jansen. Down the middle they go for Granstra. Into the net. Blocked, though, again by Midland, and now it's to Altna on the left side. That one popped up into the air. No one able to get a clean hit so far, and now it's kept alive by Jansen. Hit into the air by Stoughton. Another roll shot this time by Altman. Kept alive, though, by Hyman. And now they go from the right side. Stoughton digs it up. Dort looking to take this point. Granstra from the right side. That one kept alive, though, by Baer. And now from the left side, Hyman with it. Dug up by Stoughton. Handled by Gaysink to the left side. She goes for Altna, and that one's dug up by Barry. And now play will be stopped as it's a net violation on Midland. That one's called on number 20, Taylor Peterson, I believe.
We did have a long rally going there for a while, and then a net violation, actually, wait for the play, is what gives Dort College a point. So Altna will be back to serve.
And that one nearly lands again, drops right before Grovejohn. She's able to handle it, though, and it does stifle the attack, though, again for Midland, and Dort had a chance, although some poor passing, and it leads to an easy attempt for Midland, and the kill once again, I believe, for O'Dowd, and it's 3-2, Dort on top. Haley Kowalski's back into the game, and she will be the one to serve here for Midland. Handled by Scouten at the net. Gaysink sets it for Granstra. No chance for Midland right there. Hits it right at the peak of the set, and there's nothing a blocker can do about that one. An easy kill, and already 8 of them for Brooke Granstra.
Well, Granstra was averaging 4 kills a set coming into tonight's match. She had 7 in the first set as her 8th already.
And now a kill to answer by Christina Kepke. And she hung in the air for a while and puts away another kill. That's her 6th of the game now to lead the Warriors. She has 5 in set number 1. Served by Midland, handled by Dort College, but then at the net, a 4 set there that goes off twice, and double contact's called on Jamie Gaysink. So we are tied now at 4 apiece. At the net, the serve goes off of the top, and then Dort handles it. Pushed over by Moss, high into the air, nearly hits the low ceiling here at the DeWitt Gymnasium, but not quite. Now it'll be another shot from the left side by Hyman. Powerful strike now by Julia Lindberg, and she puts that one away along the line on the far side.
Several players stepping up for the defenders here so far. Lindberg, that's her fifth kill. She's been a crucial part of the attack.
Serve handled by Midland. They go to Koepke again, and she gets another kill down the middle through the block. And we are tied again early on here in set number 2, 5 apiece.
Early on, Midland was most successful going through Koepke. They got away from her and had some success later on. And now here early in set number 2, going back to Koepke.
High lofted serve, handled by Scouten, and now Dortle goes to the right side where Keogh has it. It's blocked at the net. Back over to Dort College, and a shot just lofted over the top. It went off of the tape of the net, and it's another winner. I believe that was Granser that had that hit as well.
Well, when it's going right for you, it's going right. That one just gets over the net and lands where no one is there to cover.
Serve comes from Lindberg, handled and now pushed over by Koepke. Kept alive by Lindberg, and now Dort down the middle for Keel. That one jousted at the net. Dort now with it. They go to Moss on the right side, and she flips one over to the other side. A powerful strike. It was dug up by Peters, but she couldn't keep it under control, and Dort takes it. So 7-5. Now the Dort College lead as Lindberg takes another serve. Berry handles it. It goes to the right side, and that shot kept alive by Dort College. Still kept alive and pushed over, and Dort thought it was over. And really, they didn't do a good job selling to the referee that there were going to be four hits called. It ends up being called, but quite honestly, I think if Dort keeps acting like they were playing, I don't know if the ref was going to make the decision.
Yeah, for the most part, Dort stopped playing there, and it looked like both referees had complete intention of allowing play to continue.
And so after four hits is called on Dort, it goes over to Midland. Serve handled by Dort. They go to Moss on the right side. She pushes it over, trying to pick out that far corner. Easily dug up, though, by Hyman. And now Midland tries to do the same, but that shot goes too far past the corner and out of play.
Unfortunate for Dort College. For Moss there, when you're going for that back corner, you don't want to put so much air underneath it that allowed the back row to rotate and get over in time.
Jansen with the serve. And by the Warriors to the left side they go, and that one shot by Jenny Bear, blocked by Dort, but out of play, and it's another kill for Bear. Her third of this game, and now it'll be back over to the Warriors and Grosjean to serve. Service handled by Scouten. In the center of the court, now it's set over for Alton. Hit that one well, but dug up by Hyman. Pushed over the top, handled by Scouten. Gasing sets it to the right side now. And that one is to Elizabeth Keel, and she's able to get the kill off of the deflection. So Dort's keeping that slight lead right now as we get closer towards the midpoint of this second set, which is really what they were able to do in set number one as well. And of course, we saw this Midland team's capable of making a rally to come back as well. So if Dort can get that kind of a cushion again, certainly something you might even need against a team of this caliber. Number 3 in the country is a shot from the left side by Baird, dug up by Dort. Now they go to Alton, and he able to get a kill from the left side. 10-7 now, the Dort College lead, largest it's been here in the second set.
Well, 6 kills now for Alton. She's played herself one fantastic match so far, and a timeout for Midland. 10-7, Dort College lead.
Midway through the second set here at DeWitt Gymnasium between number 10 in the country, the Dort College defenders, and number 3, Midland, and Dort leads it 10-7 after taking the first set as well. And really, it's just been back and forth in this game. In the first set it was, and now midway through the second set, Midland's forced to take the timeout. That's the first one so far here in set number 2. You're listening to Defender Volleyball on KDCR 88.5 FM, made possible by the Benning England Home and Insurance Agency of Orange City. We do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is Nation 7376000 and by the Defender Gold Club, committed to generate scholarship funds for student-athletes by promoting greater interest and support for Dort College athletics. Join the DGC by visiting www.dort.edu/DGC or the booth next to the contestants at home football, volleyball, and basketball games. We're ready to get underway. Once again, serve will come from Aubrey Drake, Dort up 10-7 with this serve. Handled by Barry for the Warriors, and now to the left side they go. Shot by Bear, dug up by Scout and slipping to the ground was Granstra. Fortunate for Dort, they went over to Altna, and then it's not handled. It was an errant pass from Lyman, who dug it up, and unable to get there was Jessica Peters to set it for Midland, and it results in another unforced error and a point for Dort.
Yeah, just some miscommunication there from Midland on the rotation, deciding he would go get that ball and dig it up.
And so Dort's lead out to four once again, as a quick attack there by the center, Peters, trying to catch Dort off guard. But Dort handled it. It's poked back over the top now by Midland into the net after it's dug up by Scouten. And then Dort's able to hit it over with Granstra over her head. A shot now from the left side for Bayer. That one fires off of the arms of Jansen. Dort was out of position, and Midland took advantage there.
Yeah, it was that quick hit earlier by Midland that forced Dort out of position, and they were just scrambling the entirety trying to get back. Actually got a piece of it on the block, but the hit from Bayer too strong.
Serve handled by Scouten, set to the left side for Altna from Gaysink, and that one high into the air, dug up at the net, but then poking it back down and onto the floor is Brooke Granstra. And she just seems to be at another level compared to everyone else on the floor right now, 10 kills for her.
And she's certainly playing on another level, 4 kills per set, she already has 10, we're halfway through set number 2.
Altna with a dangerous serve there again, handled by Grovejohn. And now it's a shot from the left side, blocked by Dort College and Hyman. And then Midland can't return it. And Dort has now taken a 5-point lead in this one, 13-8, the largest it's been in the second set. And I believe that was the largest they led by in set number one as well.
Yeah, it ties their largest lead. They were up 14-9 in the first set, but remember, Midland came back, tied it up.
Oh, pretty similar trend so far to what we had in the first set. From the left side goes Hyman. She pokes it over, and she's able to beat Altna to the spot in the near side corner and get the kill.
A nice ball there from Hyman. Nice touch just inside that line on the near side.
So 13-9 is the defender lead now as Kowalski serves, and it's handled by Scouten. Set to Gaysink right in the center for Granstra, and it was in set, but she wasn't able to handle it. Koepke just really bats it over with a fist, and it lands in play for another point to Midland. And a bit too easy there for the Warriors. Dort can stay in system, that's the main thing, and they do it here, and as a result, Granstra wasn't going to get blocked down the middle again. They went right back to her, chasing to Granstra, and she puts it away this time for another kill.
Well, if you're Dort, until Midland can find an answer, you try to play through Granstra as much as you can. She has been the most dominant attacker for either side, 11 kills.
Koepke pushes over, tried to pick up the far corner, and again, she's able to beat a scrambling player. This time it was Aubrey Drake for Dort College, and it's another kill for her.
And as dominant as Granstra has been, Koepke not too far behind. That's her 9th kill of the match, Midland trailing 14-11 here in the second set.
High lofted serve, handled this time by Scouten. They set it over to the left side for Lindberg, and that one was deflected enough by the block that it dropped in front of Neckel, or else Jessica Neckel would have easily dug that one up. Winner to Dort College again. Brooke Granstra is the one that goes back to serve now. A line drive serve, handled by the Warriors. Koepke on the right side, and she puts that one to the far right side and put it wide as well. Dort leads 16-11. Paul Gieselman walking to the official, calls the timeout. Largest lead has been all set long. Dort up 16-11, set number 2. Midway through set number 2 here, and Dort College with the lead once again over number 3 in the country, Midland. It's a 16-11 lead this time. And of course, we're keeping an eye on the conference leaders as well. In Hastings, number 2 in the country. They're playing right now at Dakota Wesleyan. Thought maybe the road trip would be a little bit to phase the Hastings Broncos, but they're off to a roll so far. They took the first set 25-16, and they lead the second set 24-22, so likely headed into the break up 2-0, and we'll see if Dort College can do the same here against Midland. The serve will come from Brooke Granstra, and the lead is at 5 right now for Dort College. Handled by Neckel. Tough one, though, for the Warriors to handle, and they're forced to just push it over. Now Moss will get a shot from the right side, blocked up at the net by Brett Schneider, and now she'll take the shot from the left side. Off of the block it goes, kept alive, though, by Scouten. And then Lindberg was able to push it over to Granstra, but not without double contact being called.
Well, good work by Midland on the recovery after that struggle with the serve receive. They got out of position, were able to scramble, set up the block, and it eventually led to that error from Dort College.
Lofted serve, handled by Moss. Gasing sets it behind her to Keel on the right side. Put that one long, but not without it being deflected. So it's a kill for Elizabeth Keel. For Dort College in the lead, back out to five once again. Should also mention as well, Midland's used both their timeouts already here in the second set as well. Dort yet to use one. Serve handled by Barry. To the right side it goes. Kepke gets onto it. Now she's got 10 kills in this one as well. It was down the middle once again, as most of her attacks have been so far.
Dort still with a little bit of room, though, I imagine. If Midland cuts the lead to two, Coach Chad Hansen will use one of his two remaining timeouts this set.
Serve dug up by Stoutman, and now they get a clean shot off from the left side. Dalton, a misread by Jessica Peters, and nearly landed for a Dort point. It falls to Haley Moss now, though, and she's able to rocket one home for a kill. Midland just couldn't get back in system after that initial stutter by Jessica Peters, and Dort's able to put it away again. Defenders looking like an elite team so far this afternoon. Down the middle, Midland answers with Shelby Brettschneider for another kill.
Still an 18-14 lead for the defenders. Midland back to serve will be Grovejohn. She has one error, no aces so far on the day.
Serve is handled by Dort. They go to Altna on the far side. Popped up into the air, and Midland didn't handle it cleanly. They're able to push it over, but now Dort's into the attack again. Shot by Keel. Dug up down the middle they go, and that one's batted at the net. Unable to get it over with Priscilla O'Dowd. And it's another point to Dort College, 19-14, the defender lead now. And just think of what that momentum would be going into the break of 2-0 over a top three team in the country, which is not something Dort's been able to do against the previous top teams they played in Westmont and Hastings here at home. A kill though from the left side for Jenny Bear. Still a long ways to go until we're done here with the second set.
Well, that's part of the extra importance of this match, despite it being a GBAC affair, is you played the top three teams in the nation at home. You'd like to get at least one of them.
Serve handled by Jansen. They go to the left side for Altena this time, and it's another kill for the sophomore.
Now Altena with seven kills, a five-point lead again for the defenders, 20-15. And Midland running out of time in this set.
She'll be the one to go back and take the serve now for Dort. Handled by Grovejohn. To the left side for Hyman. Kept alive by Drake and now pushed into the air by Granster for Lindbergh. She goes with the finesse shot and lays it up in front of the back line for Midland. And Lindbergh's been pretty precise today. She's done that a few times and I think she's been successful just about every single time.
Yeah, the finesse and the roll shot have worked quite well for Lindbergh.
Another serve from Altena. High into the air it goes, and now to the right side, pushed from the top. Dort will have a chance to attack here. Set behind her back from Jason for Granstra. And it's another kill, and you can tell those are a couple of players who've been playing together for a few years. If Midland's out of timeouts, they can't do anything. The only way they can try to slow this momentum is by making a sub, which is what they do now. Amber Fribble, number 7, a sophomore from Milligan, Nebraska, checks in. First time we've seen her this afternoon. And Priscilla O'Dowd exits the game for the Warriors. But Dort up 22-15 here in the second set. And the serve handle that goes over the net. Dort can't put it away, though. Hyman, goal shot over the top. Jansen, now Gasing. Gasing tries to pick out the corner, but that one read all the way by Nickel. A shot down the middle now, and that is Amber Pribble who gets onto it. And she is able to put it away.
What'll be interesting to see how Midland responds, not only the rest of this set, but moving forward, if in fact they do lose. They haven't been down 2-0 much on this season. It's a position they're certainly not used to, only one loss all year.
And that was definitely a way to try to slow the Dort momentum, because Pribble exits already after just one point. At the net it is, and Grant tries to handle it. It certainly looks like that one was lifted up into the air, but the call doesn't come, and Midland stays alive here on this point. Hyman from the left side, dug up by Drake, gets at the net, it goes all the way over, and now it'll be a clean attack coming for Midland and Hyman again, and that one's dug up by Scout. Jansen onto it, sets it on the left side for Lindbergh, and she puts that one away for Dort College. Another kill for Dort College, and Julia Lindbergh, and Dort now back up by 7, 23-16.
Well, even if Dort isn't getting the calls, they're making momentum on their own, 23-16.
Pushed over by Kepke, and Dort again looks like the aggressor, although a poor set there by Granstra leads to 4 hits for Dort College, as there was no way Julia Lindbergh could push it over the net from a tight angle. unforced error. There's a little more margin for error here, but you'd also like to put away Midland with a lot of points to spare and heading into that long break. And the serve goes long here for Midland. And now the fans will be on their feet. Dirk's got plenty of opportunities to put away this second set of 24-17. Brooke Granser is the one that's back. She'll take the serve. Dug up by Barry. Goes over to the left side. And now that shot popped up into the air by Keel. And it looks like double contact will be called on Liz Keel as that one fired back from her right off of the dig of Lindbergh. And she tried to pop it into the air, but off of herself twice. And now it's another set point. Serve this time from Midland. 24-18. North lead. High off the serve. Handled by Gasing. Or by Granser, excuse me. Set by Gasing for Keel. Kept alive by Hyman, though, and now onto the left side. Midland with the shot. That one goes long. And North College is rolling so far. They take the second set 25-18, rather dominant fashion. And they're up 2-0 on number 3 in the country, Midland. Back in a moment with more. We're back, not without some technical difficulties, but I think we're good to go here into Center Iowa at DeWitt Gymnasium. I'm Derek Brees, joined by Chris Zosser, and North College leads number 2 in the country, Midland, at the break. 2-0. Dort took the first set 25-22 and the second set rather dominantly 25-18, and we're about 3 minutes away from the start of action once again. Looking at your statistical leaders for Dort College, it's Brooke Granser. She's been all over the place. 12 kills so far in the first two sets, 26 assists for Jamie Gasing. And defensively, Jill Scouten having herself a heck of a game as well. 13 digs in the first two sets, and then should also take note of the serves of Emma Ulma, who's put across two aces already. For the Midland Warriors, it's Christina Koepke. She's got 10 kills, 5 next by Jenny Baer and Shelby Brett Schneider, and then 26 assists as well for their setter, Jessica Peters. Should also mention for Dort offensively, Julia Lindbergh with 8 kills and Emma Altna with 7. It's been a pretty complete performance by Dort College so far, and who knows, maybe they could even win this in 3 sets. We'll be back in 2 minutes with more Dort College volleyball, but Dort on top 2-0 on Midland so far. We're back at DeWitt Gymnasium here in Sioux Center, Iowa, about ready to start action once again. Dort with a 2-0 set lead right now over the Midland Warriors. You're listening to Defender Volleyball, made possible by Point Publishing for all your printing needs, delivering on quality and on time since 1955 by People's Insurance, a full-service agency for personal, commercial, farm, crop, life, and health insurance. They're located in Rock Valley, Sioux Center, Hayward, Nandall, and Akron. Call Raj Cooley and Lisa Dykstra at our Sioux Center location, 722-0101. By Joe's TV and Appliance, service you know guaranteed by Joe, featuring new and used appliances, grills, and TVs located in Orange City. And by Sioux Commercial Sweeping, that's located in Sioux Center. And finally, Joiner's Wart Dentistry in Orange City, offering comfortable, friendly, and modern dental services for a healthy, beautiful smile. Joined by Christian Zoster, I'm Derek DeVries, and we're just about ready to get action underway. And let's see if Dort can even make short order here and beat number 3 in the country in 3 sets of 2-0.
Yeah, going into today, I didn't think it was a possibility, but it was certainly one of the lesser possibilities, one of these teams winning in 3 straight sets. We thought it'd be a bit of a dogfight, a bit of a battle, but for Dort College, you know, you started off hot, and you want to make sure you kick your opponent while you're down. You don't want Midland to start getting momentum, start getting confidence to get back in this match. If you're the defenders, you want to finish this off right here, right now, and come away with a huge victory at home over the top number 3 team in the country.
Well, just getting the team set right now, and then we'll be ready to go. Service will start with Midland, and it will be taken by Casey Hyman. And let's see if Dort can get off to a quick start. They've done that in both of the first two sets so far. 4-0 leads, I want to say, or something of that matter, in both of them. They've gotten the first point every time, and we'll see if they can keep that trend going. Serve handled by Jansen, over to the right side for Granstra, but this one's dug up by the Warriors, and a shot from the left side. Dug up by Scouten, that's 14 for her already now on the game. And now this one's handled by the Warriors. At the net it goes, shot taken, blocked by Granstra and Gasing. I believe it goes to Jamie Gasing, and Dort takes the first point of the set once again.
Well, great start to the set, obviously, again, from the defenders. Taking the first point in all 3 sets. We'll see if that continues with the trend for the remainder of this set.
Emma Altman will take the serve. Handled by the Warriors. Dug up now by Aubrey Drake. It's battle at the net for Granstra. Handled by Gasing. And out to the left side is pushed over by Lindbergh, but it's blocked at the net again. Dort goes to the right side for Granstra this time. Dug up, though, by Barry of the Warriors. Now pushed over the top by Koepke. Into the chest of Jansen it goes, and that's all Dort College can do. Lunging for it with Granstra as it went towards the bleachers. And it is a winner in the end for Christina Koepke.
It's actually the first time that Midland has scored one of the first 2 points. Stewart led 2-0 in both of the first two sets.
Serve handled by Dork. Now to the left side they go for Lindbergh, and that one she put wide and out of play. So an early lead for the Warriors.
I don't believe Midland ever led in the second set, and they didn't lead in the first set till later on. So this is their earliest lead in a set, 1 point.
Well, this time the serve's down by Scout and Dort, having a mess trying to get it over, and eventually Gasing just has to bat it over on the third hit, and it's put away again by Priscilla O'Dowd. And right now Dort looks a little flat-footed compared to the Warriors coming out of the break.
Well, the Warriors playing with urgency, with passion. They needed to, down 2-0.
Well, you knew they wouldn't go down easy. They've got a 20-1 record this season. Dort goes over to the left side, another finesse shot, so to say, by Lindbergh. It's kept alive, goes all the way back, kept alive by Drake now, and now it goes over the net, and it's a kill for Dort College.
It's going to be Granstra again, her 13th kill of the match.
Service goes to Dort College. Down the middle, Midland goes, and it's a kill for Brett Schneider. Scout couldn't handle that one, and into the seats it went. And so now it is Drogerson to serve. Dort didn't even have to use a timeout in that last set. A very dominant performance and a bit uncharacteristic from Midland as well. Haley Moss from the right side now, and that one kept alive, and the Warriors go again. Kept alive by Drake, towards the seat it goes, but Scout can't reach it, and it's a kill for O'Dowd. Suddenly a 5-2 Midland lead.
This is the largest lead of the match, actually, for Midland. They had never led by 3 in a set yet so far today.
Served by Grosjean, handled by Granstra. Into the air it goes from Gasek, into the left side, pushed over by Lindbergh, and it's right to the center of that defense again. And more communication by Midland. They didn't choose who should go after it, and it ends up safely dropping for another defender point.
And just a lack of communication there from Midland cost him.
From the left side, the Warriors go this time, and that one goes off of the net for Bear, and then off of the arms of Lindbergh for a kill, and back to the Warriors, it goes once again.
That's Bear's 6th kill now of the match. She's also back to serve for the Warriors.
High into the air, this one goes. Handled by Scouten, set by Gasing. Left side for Lindbergh. It was a long shot, dug up by Berry. And now down the middle they go, but that one's long for O'Dowd.
The Dort College just working, battling here down early after taking the first point. Midland coming out firing out of that long break, down 2-0.
Serve handle that goes to the far side, and now that one's popped up into the air from Hyman's shot by Granser. To the left side, Brim Altma, she hits this one off the block, and now it's kept alive by Berry. And now another shot from the far side, pushed over by Hyman. Dort gets an attack down the middle, now with Keel. That one popped up into the air by Berry once again, and then put into the net by Casey Hyman. And it's a matter of just weathering the storm right there at Dort College, and they were the ones that were able to do it. And as a result, they're back within one.
Yeah, a couple crucial errors here over the past 2 points for Midland. They want to pull away. They don't want to allow Dort to pull right back in it.
This one at the net. Keel gets onto it, pushes it over, and it's kept alive by the Warriors again. They go again to Hyman. Dug up by Granstra, and out to the left side for Altma. That one, though, beautifully kept alive by Neckel. Back to Hyman. They continue to go. Hit over the top by Granstra, and it's with Midland again. Right at the net they go. It's pushed over by Peters, kept alive by Dort, and then pushed over by Moss. Berry's onto it now, and to Hyman they go again. It's Gasek under it. Now Keel sets it to the left side for Altma. That one's blocked, and then popped up into the air by Gasek, and into the seats out of play. And so this time, after a long rally, it goes to the Midland Warriors. Haley Kowalski to serve. Handled by Scouten. Gasing sets right in front of her down the middle for Keel. Dug up, goes over the net, and then Moss slams it home. Well, if there's one thing Haley Moss rarely struggles with, it's those balls that just drift over the net right in front of her. She rarely isn't able to put those away, and she hammers another one home there.
Yeah, her size allows her to get right on top of it, just pound it into the ground. She's got a lot of power in that swing.
And now a lofted serve that goes just wide left for Summer Jansen and out of play.
A close one there, a dangerous decision from Midland, but it does just drift far enough. 8-6 Warrior lead.
Scouten handles the serve. They go to the left side for Altman. He's able to get the kill this time for Dort. Defenders hanging close right now with Midland, not going away, and we're starting to get towards that midpoint again of set number three. It's a bit different, though, than what we've had in the first two sets for Dort. I believe was able to get 9-4 lead in both of the first two sets. Different this time. Drake handles the serve. A low-line drive into the net. It rolls over the top and lands for an ace, and you can tell by how little she celebrated it wasn't due to the technique of the serve, but Dort will take the point, and she'll go back to serve again.
And sometimes you just have to think that you're lucky and take advantage of the point. Sometimes that point and that service, that ace that hits the net, is celebration enough.
You can tell the next one well clear at the top of the net. Shot dug up by Drake, and now it's on to Dort's side to attack again. And this one's blocked, dug up by Scouten. They go to the left side now for Altna. Altna puts that one off the arm of Koepke. Kept alive. Koepke now down the middle, dug up by Jansen beautifully. And now Drake gets it over to Altna on the left near side. This one's dug up by Barry. They go to the far side now in Brett Schneider. That one handled by Drake again. Now down the middle for Granstrom. Poked up into the air. Causes a couple of players to collide for Midland. And Brett Schneider will go with a shot from the left side. That'll easily be handled by Drake. Now to Altna again. And Altna puts that one off of the block. And gets the kill. And immediately going to the ref is Paul Gieselman. And he didn't think that one. Or at least there's something he wants to protest about, but the point's going to go to Dort College, and they're going to take the lead here at 9-8.
The Midland head coach is protesting the touch. They're going to go down to the end line here. The judge here on the corner said that there was a touch, and Midland's head coach certainly disagrees with it. That was why the point was awarded, because it was outside. It did not land in play. So we'll have a discussion here, see if the point for the defenders stands. Someone's going to have a 9-8 lead.
Line judge discusses it, and now the referee goes to Eagleman, and it is ruled a point to Dort College. So it's a 9-8 lead for the defenders. And we'll get play back underway again with an Aubrey Drake serve. Midland goes to Koepke down the middle, blocked by Brooks Granstra. They went to their playmaker, Koepke, who led the team in kills, and it's been in that part of the court all afternoon long. Granstra stuffed it there for Dort.
Yeah, Koepke hasn't had that happen too much today and not too much on the season, but Granstra, it's just her day. Dort College up 10-8.
A low serve there, handled. They go down the middle this time for Casey Hyman out of the back line. Dug up by Scouten. Gason goes down the middle for Granstra. She'll poke it over the top where it'll be handled by Neckel. Neckel goes now, and then it's with Hyman, and she gets a kill from the right side as it goes off the arm of Summer Jansen. Jessica Neckel didn't play a lot in at least the first set, but she's been consistently in there midway through the second set, now all of set number three so far. Hyman to serve, lost the serve, having a lunch for Detroit, shouts to the net, and it was Jamie Gasek versus Teddy Bear, and Gasek got the better of her and puts it away, and that's a one-on-one battle right there that Dort College comes away with. And now it's the result, it's a two-point lead.
That's just power versus power. Gasek winning that battle.
Emma Altman to serve. Blasted off the arms of Barry from the left side. It's poked over the top, blocked at the net. Now Dort keeps alive. Gasek will go for the direct attack. That one, though, dug up again by Darcy Barry. Drake keeps alive behind her back. Set by Gasek, but it was a bit too far for Granstra to reach. And it goes into the net. Points to Midland.
Well, that's all it takes. That set needs to be off a little bit, and it costs Dort College a chance at a point. 11-10, though, defenders still with the lead.
Darcy Barry, who's been all over there in the back, digging all kinds of Dort attacks to serve. Dort handles it. They go to Grant to right side, and that is the end of the story. Dort able to stay in system, and they're pretty tough to beat when they're able to do that with some of the playmakers on this defender's team.
Well, good correction there also made on the service from Gasek. Set it up perfectly for Granstra. 12-10.
Down the middle. Midland goes, and that one's blocked by Dort College. I think it's Granstra that got under it. They say it went into the net, so it won't be a block credited to anyone. But Dort's able to get the stop, and the lead's now 13-10. And as we get closer, if Dort can get a couple more points, Midland's going to start taking those timeouts. Shot from the right side, stays inside the antenna, but it's dug up by Scouten. And now Dort goes to Moss on the right side, couldn't get over it, though, and ends up being a soft shot. Now it's blasted back to Dort, kept alive by Dort, pushed over by Gasek. At the net, Midland goes to the right side, and that one is put wide. by the Warriors. It's rolled out of play, and Dort's going to take a 14-10 lead. Gieselman's off of his seat. Timeout called by Midland. Dort leads by four. Already 2-0 on top.
The first.
Back after the timeout called by Midland. 14-10 is the defender lead right now on this Saturday afternoon. Dort's already up 2-0 on the third team in the country in Midland. And, of course, we'll have another broadcast of Dort College Volleyball here on KDCR 88.5 FM. Two of them coming next week as Dort will be playing Dakota Wesleyan here at home on the 26th. That's a 7:30 start time next Wednesday. And then they have another game at home, non-conference, for just a couple more years. That's Jamestown coming to town on Thursday. Of course, it's been announced that in two academic years, they will now be a member of the GPAC Conference. And, of course, a reminder that last game of the regular season is at Hastings on November 5th. And if both teams win out, that could be a game that is for the GPAC regular season title, which, of course, Dort was the winner of last year. Ready to get underway again. Dort up 14-10 here in the third set. It's going to be Jamie Gasink to serve for Dort. Serve over the top, handled by Hyman, and now they go to the left side right out of the timeout. It goes off of the block of Moss and out of play, and it's a successful kill for Jenny Bear.
What an important response here out of the timeout for Midland, getting that point. They need to rattle off a couple here. Slow momentum. You only have one timeout left, still trailing 14-11.
Serve now, dug up by Drake. Dort goes to the left side, and Lindbergh this time, and that one lands in play for a block for Midland. And right out of the timeout, the Warriors respond 2 points in a row. Still a 2-point lead for Dort at 14-12, but have to be careful. You can set some momentum, otherwise they'll begin to shift towards the Warriors once again. The serve handled by Scouten. Gasing gets a scramble to get there, puts it behind her back for Granstra, but it's easily dug up by the Warriors, and they go to the left side, and Bear now. That one's popped up into the air. Granster keeps it alive, set by Gasing for Lindbergh. She gets a clean shot off. Handled by Hyman, though, and now it's at the net. Popped up into the air again. Moss sets it, and it'll just be a roll shot over the top. Trying to pick up the corner perfectly was Granster, and it went just a bit too far. And that's 3 straight points now for the Warriors.
The response the Warriors were looking for with that timeout. Deficit cut to 1 now and a chance to tie.
Handled by Scouten. Now over to Gasink, and then for Lindbergh, and she put that one wide. Momentum has shifted 4 straight since the Midland timeout. Coach Chad Hansen senses it, and he calls the timeout as a result. 14-all the score. We're tied in set number 3.
The great.
Back at the Witt Gymnasium, and tied at 14 apiece as we get back underway after the timeout and kill for Brooke Granstra. That starts things off here for Dort College, and they recapture the lead after the timeout was called. Both teams have taken one timeout, and both teams have condensed on leads for the other. And as a result, it is a tight one here in set number 3. Serve goes long now for Granstra, and we're tied again at 15 apiece. Another GPAC volleyball game is in the books. Hastings goes on the road at Dakota Wesleyan and wins 3-0 rather handily. So the Broncos 12-1 now in GPAC play, 21-2 overall. But the question is, will they be the outright first-place team in the conference, no longer tied with Midland? That will be the case if Dort wins today. Pushed over the top by Moss, able to get under it, though, with Midland. And now Dort goes down the middle. This one kept alive by Barry, and the Warriors trying to take the lead here. Powerful shot from the left side, and it's a kill for Midland. It looks like that one might have dropped onto the floor, but it ruled that the Midland player, I believe that was Grovejohn, who lunged at it, got her hand under it in time before it hit the floor and kept it alive. 16-15, the Midland lead. And the serve goes long, and we're tied again.
Well, no one said it was going to be easy for either side, especially if Dort's trying to take a 3-0 victory over the number 3 team in the country. And we're going to be an easy 3-set.
A low serve by Lindbergh just gets over the net. And then a poor set. Dort blocks it, but they can't keep it in play. It goes just wide off of the outstretched arms of Elizabeth Keel. And so, it's with Midland again and with the lead. Serve comes from Kowalski. Handled by Scouten. It's a long pass, just keeping it in the Dort. After saying it was Gasek, but she did absolutely flawlessly. And then the shot's put away by Granstra.
Well, great work again by Granstra. That's her 16th kill this evening. 17-17 here in the third set. Dort College up 2-0.
Summer Jansen serves. Over to the far side for Casey Hyman, and a kill for her, and we're exchanging points back and forth between these two great teams. A game that, quite frankly, is at the level that you would see if you go to the national tournament later this year as well. Serve comes from Jessica Beter. Short handles it, but not cleanly. It goes over Midland, but they can't handle it cleanly, and as a result, her force just pushed over. Now Dorden system with the attack from the right side. It's blocked. It stays in play, and then Alta went into the net. And for a bit, I thought Dorden was going to get away with it, but now the referee has made the goal, and the lead is 2 now for Midland as we get dangerously closer to the end of the third set.
Yeah, not much Altina could do there. She had to touch the net, especially with the spin on that ball.
Serves handled by Skelton. Does it the net. Over to the left side for Altina. Hits it well. It goes high into the air after it's dug up by Nickel. And now, from the right side, it's a kill for Brett Schneider. And things have really shifted. Dort led it 14-10. And now 10 of the next 13 points have gone Midland's way. Timeout, Dort College. You can sense the momentum going in favor of the Warriors. Back in a moment. Things have shifted here in set number 3 on KDCR 88.5 FM between the Dort College Defenders and the Midland Warriors. Dort led it 14-10 and a timeout was called by Midland. And now a few timeouts later, it's a 20-17 Warriors lead. And Dort's scrambling right now if they're going to try to get the three-set sweep here. Defender Volleyball is made possible by C&H Body Repair in Orange City. Their reputation didn't happen by accident. And by Kevin Gasek, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisor. Custom tailored investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764. Ready to resume play, and the serve will come from Jessica Peters of Midland, who still has one timeout left as well. Dort's able to string together a few points. Dort handles it, and then it's blocked at the net by Brett Schneider, and Dort can't get anything else going.
Coach Hansen frustrated with his bench there, didn't even see the play, not sure what the frustration resulted of, but Midland up 4 now, their largest lead of the match.
And to the right side, Keel with it. It's blocked at the net, kept alive by Gasek. And now Dort goes to the left side for Alton. Blocked at the net again, and that one lands on the Dort side, but it rolled off of the tape, and no one could get it. And it is another point to Midland, and I think we might be having extra sets in store for this afternoon's game now as Midland's really changed this game. And now a substitution for Dort College. Elizabeth Keel is going to exit, and Jocelyn Wynn, who we've seen plenty of times throughout the season, the sophomore from Johnson, Colorado, is into the game for the first time this afternoon. Serve handled by Jensen, went over the net, shouts at the net, handled by Gasek, and then it goes over. And now Dort with it again. Altna from the left side, blocked at the net, but it goes through the block of Koepke, and it's a kill for Altna.
That's Altna's 10th kill now of the match. Dort with a lot of work left here if they're going to come back and take set number 3.
Well, down 22-18, it's Aubrey Drake as Dort will try to start the run here. She serves, handled by Barry, and played over. Down the middle now, and that one off the block and another kill. I believe Koepke is the one that got onto that one. And the lead extended back out to 5 for the Warriors, and we're getting closer to their first set point opportunity of the match. Crowd trying to urge on the defenders here. Casey Hyman, the one to deliver the serve. High into the air it goes. Handled by Drake, and now set into the air for Granter. Blocked at the net, kept alive by Jansen. Dort goes back to the left side for Alton. This time that one ricochets off the block, stays in Dort's half once again. Kept alive by Jansen, miscommunication, though Gasek forced to push it over, does so nicely. But now Midland's on to the attack from the right side. That one blocked, but out of play off of Granstra. And Midland has taken a commanding 24-18 lead, and it's set points for the Warriors now. Crazy things have happened, though. Dort led 14-10, and now 14 of the next 18 points have gone Midland's way. The serve handled by Drake as Dort tries to stay alive in this set. Altona with it, it's blocked, goes out of play, point to the defenders, and now the rally's got to begin. With Dort serving, they're going to need to score at least 5 in a row. If there's anyone they'd want to do those serves, though, it would be Emma Altona. And why not be a little aggressive at this point with the set in balance? And that's what she does, and she gets the ace in the far corner. It was dead silent here. Everyone thought that one was drifting out of play, and it dipped just in time, and another ace for Emma Altona. Still 24-20, the Midland lead. Another one. It is handled this time by Barry. They go down the middle for Koepke. Blocked at the net by Brooke Granstra. Dort's not going away easily, and Paul Gieselman realizes he's going to have to call a timeout as well. Dort's down 24-21, but still fighting here in set number 3. A Dort. Well, a never-say-die spirit by the defenders here at the end of set number 3. They were down 24-18. They've gotten 3 in a row to pull within 24-21 in Midland. And now, after another timeout call by the Warriors, we'll see if Dort can rally up at least 3 more in a row to keep this set going into extra points.
Yeah, still some more work to do for the defenders. You mentioned it, three more points needed to at least guarantee themselves one lost point to stay alive here in this third set. 24-21, Midland in the lead, but good battle for the defenders. At the very least, trying to get some momentum moving into a fourth set if need be.
And Alton is the one to serve for Dort. And she puts it towards the end line, and it goes long. You knew she'd be aggressive, and that's how the set ends. 25-21, it goes to Midland. Dort still leads 2-1, but we'll have a fourth set store back in a moment with more Dort College Volleyball. Three sets complete here at the Witt Gymnasium, and we've got a fourth set at least in store here this afternoon between two top 10 teams in the country. Dort's up 2-1, but Midland takes the third set 25-21 to avoid getting the sweep on the road. They're not quite done here yet, and they're not going to go down without a fight either. But quite frankly, Dort's got to win today if they're going to keep their hopes alive to win that regular season title. Dort at 9-2 in the conference. Hastings above them is at 12-1, and Midland right now is at 10-1. So obviously, those teams are the main ones involved. Doan also lurking behind at 9-3, but you'd imagine two losses is probably going to be the most that the winner of this conference has for the regular season title. Of course, the postseason implications are huge as well, because if you're able to get that one seed, not that Doan can be taken lightly either, but if Hastings and Midland would finish, say, 2-3 in Iredore College and you get the one seed, you avoid both of them until the final two, which is, of course, huge. And you want that momentum of the GPAC tournament going into nationals. That was something Dort, despite having a great season last year, missed after losing in the first round of the GPAC tournament, a bit surprisingly, despite being the one seed to College St. Mary here at home. Looking at some stats so far through three sets, Dort's led in kills by Brooke Granster. She's got 15, Emma Alton of them with 11, and Julia Lindberg with 9. It's Christina Koepke with 13 so far to lead Midland, and then 8 for Shelby Brett Schneider. With that, we're just about set to get underway in set 4. Dort Volleyball is made possible by American State Bank, proud to support Dort College and Defender Athletics, and by Boren Sons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. With that, let's get set 4 underway and see if Dort can take care of business here, because this is the first time they've had a 2-set lead on a top 3 team in the country here at home. Of course, they played number 1 in the country currently in Westmont, lost that one in 5 sets, and they played number 2 in the country in Hastings here, and they lost that one in 4 sets. And now we'll see if they can take care of Midland in either 4 or 5 this afternoon. Serve taken, handled by the Warriors, who are going from right to left. It's blocked in the net, kept alive by Midland, and the first point nearly escaped out of play. Gason keeps alive now for Dort to keel. She goes in at the tail, and Dort takes the first point once again.
Well, the trend continues. The first point has gone to Dort College in all 4 sets.
Summer Jansen serves for Dort. Warriors go to the left side. Powerful shot, and that's a kill for Jenny Bear. Not much Summer Jansen can do about that one. Hit it nearly perfectly on that occasion.
And Bear blasted that shot. That one tough. A block like that, hard to keep in play. Jansen unable to do so, and so we're knotted back up at 1.
Serve handled by Jansen. Set by Gasing to the far side. Peralta has to push it forward as it was a bit too far in front of her. Blocked at the net, kept alive by Dortman. Double contact called on J.B. Gasing. And so an unforced error there by Dort. Keeps it with Midland.
Similar start so far to how set number 3 win with Midland came away with the victory.
Serve handled by Jansen. Wasn't able to hit it cleanly, though, and as a result, Dort forced to just push it over. Midland attacking, dug up by Scout. No, and now they go to Alton on the left side. Dug up by Berry, though, for the Warriors. Now to the left side for Bear. That one falls in front of Jill Scout, and that's a kill for Jenny Bear. Her second already here up the third, fourth set.
One thing to pay attention to, if we do have to go to a fifth set, Dort College was up 14-10 in the third set and then gave up 14 of the next 18 points.
Long serve handled by Scouten, and now they go to the left side from Alton. Oh, that one blasted off of an attempting player to dig it. That was Hyman, and out of play. Kill 2, Dort College.
And Alton has 12 kills so far in this match.
Well, Granster has slowed down. She wasn't as big of a factor in that third set, certainly, which, of course, didn't go Dort's way. Look to possibly see for the defenders to get her a bit more involved again here in the fourth set. Serve handled by Midland to the right side. They go. Popped up off the block. Handled now by Drake. And now it's pushed over by Gasing rather than setting it. Tipped alive, but not without a double contact. Now being called on Casey Hyman. And Dort ties it up at 3 apiece.
Well, and that's the beauty sometimes of going quick there. Even if Midland's able to get a hand on it, which they were, it's tough with that ball drifting away and all the players' momentum moving forward. to get that back over without a double hit or a lift.
Drake delivers the serve, handled by Midland, and then nicely kept alive and dug up by Jansen. On to Midland's side it goes. A shot from the right side will be coming. This one dug up by Drake. Set up into the air for Altman now on the left side, and she puts that one perfectly into the far side corner. Moves the line judge out of the way, perfectly hit, Nor takes the lead.
Yeah, I don't even think that one hit the line. Looks like it just landed right inside that 90-degree angle. Perfectly placed kill, puts Dort on top, three straight points for the defenders.
Low serve, Hyman barely kept it alive, and now Barrett just pushed over at the net, but she's able to do so, and lands it in between the two lines for Dort. Ties it up again at four apiece. Robijon is the one to serve now. Handled by Drake. Jason going to it, pushed it on the left side for Altma, and she pushed it off of the block, but it still landed in play regardless, as she knew she couldn't get it over the net, and a bit unfortunate that it worked out that way for Midland. Smart idea at the time, considering she didn't really have any other options. So a 5-4 Warriors lead. Now the serve is handled by Dort. They go right to front Granstra. Mentioned a little bit ago, Dort needs to get her going again, and she was wide open there. No blockers in front of her, and slams it home.
And she had 7 kills in the first set. In the second and third set, she had a combined 8.
Altman puts this one off the tape of the net. It's popped up into the air. Midland keeps alive, and they actually get a pretty good shot from Bear as well. Dug up by Jansen, but it goes over the net. Now Midland on the attack. They go to Bear again on the near side. Kept alive by Jansen. Gaysen will set it to the far side for Julia Lindberg. She pokes up into the air, and Bear scrambling all over the place. Handles that one now. Altman keeps alive. It goes over the net, but it goes wide. And out of play after the scramble. Midland comes away with the point.
Yeah, remarkable work there for Midland. Just able not only to keep that in play, but they got a reasonable shot off. And in the end, come away with the point when it looked like after that ball hit the tape, it was maybe going to be an ace.
Jenny Bear all over the place. She takes the serve here and puts it long, and Dort ties it up again at 6 apiece.
That's Bear's second service error this evening. She also has 10 kills and 1 ace.
The serve handled cleanly by Midland, and then trying to go with the sneak attack was Peters. Kept alive by Dort, though, and then another winner, and Dort takes the lead again at 7-6.
Another kill there for Granstra. She didn't hit that quite as cleanly as she wanted, but the Midland defender didn't get too much of an arm on it either, and it just dropped to the ground.
From the left side, it's Hyman. This one blocked at the net, and then handled by Scout, and Dort has it go into the center for Granstra. She pops it up into the air, and players scrambling all over the place, and Lindberg just decides to get it over to the Midland side, where now Hyman will send one. Kept alive nicely, though, by Jill Scouten. And now, the set a bit behind Lindberg. She got onto it, but it's dug up again. Battle at the net. Blocked by Granstra. Kept alive. Hyman now with the shot from the near side. That one's dug up by Scouten. Granstra goes for the shot right away into the setting. She's able to turn around in midair and slam it down and gets the kill. And Dort up by 2 now in the fourth set.
Well, great dig by Jill Scouten. And you mentioned you wanted Granstra to get going. There's 3 kills for the first 8 points for the defenders.
That serve went along the line, kept in play, though, by Midland, and now a shot dug up by Scouten again. They go to Lindberg on the left side. That one dug up by Barry now, and they go to the left again, this time with Hyman. Dug up by Drake, down the center, for Granstra off the block again, and Midland couldn't get onto it. And Dort kind of going in the direction of the foul. Those first 2 sets went up 9-6, and Midland sets with the momentum shifting involved. Timeout on the court, Dort up by 3 in set number 4. Pressure rising as we get further to the end of this one, and Dort in a better situation than they were in set number 3 right now. 9-6 the lead with a 2-1 sets advantage, and we are midway through set number 4. Timeout with goal by Midland. Defender volleyball is made possible by Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley. Over 140 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory on the web at highwaychevrolet.com, and by Farmers Mutual Insurance Association of Hull and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing farm mutual insurance to Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. With that, let's resume play and see if Dort can keep this lead going. It's similar to what they had in the first 2 sets. They led both of those 9-5 at different points, and they lead this one 9-6, nearly 10-6 as this one's kept alive by Midland. At the net it goes, dug up into the air. Lindberg now from the left side pushes over to the top. Kept alive by Hyman, down the middle they go, and that one goes off of the deflection, and so it will be a kill for the Warriors out of the timeout. And I believe that's Hyman who gets that one.
Well, I think this is the earliest we've seen a timeout called. Midland calling it early here, feeling momentum shift here in a pivotal set. Midland needing to come away with a victory, trailing 9-7.
High lofted serve, handled by Granster. Door goes to the left side for Lindbergh, but it's handled again. After it was dug up by Neckel. Door goes to the right side now, and Haley Moss with a thunderous kill. That gets the fans off of their feet. Some of the players very excited as well. Best contact she's made in the entirety of this game. And Dort back up by three again.
That's Moss's fifth kill. Again, a huge sweeping spike into the ground.
Serve handled this time by Grobijan. And Midland tries to answer right away with Koepke, but kept alive by Dort. Shot out at the back by Granstra. Dug up, and now from the left side goes Hyman. Dug up again by Granstra. Hyman pushes over again, but Granstra's there. Battle between those two. Peel now down the middle, and he buries it home. No matter where Casey Hyman hit the ball, Brooke Granstra was there to handle it every single time, and Dort gets the point once again. Granstra now with the serve. Down the middle goes Midland and Koepke, and she puts that one on the line in play for the kill.
Koepke, for the most part, quiet so far in this fourth set. I believe that's her first kill here this set. 11-8, Dort College leading.
Serve handled by Lindbergh, and Dort goes to the right side, pushed over by Keel, where Neckel gets onto it. Now they'll go to the left for Hyman. Will Midland blocked at the net, though, by Haley Moss once again. And Dort really seems to be taking control of this fourth set.
Too easy there for Dort College. Hyman was well behind the line, and with Moss and Keel there, a wide open block.
Yeah, pretty tight angle if you're going to try to beat that block if you're Hyman. This one's pushed over the top by Brent Schneider. Dort on the attack, pops it up. Does Keel. It's kept alive, and now they go to the other side where Hyman is now for Midland. Keel then has it. And Schneider pops it up, and she'll get a shot now from the left side. Put that one long, though, and it didn't take an deflection either, and Dort College will take advantage of the missed shot and now leads by five.
Well, and interesting how Midland hasn't really been making a concerted effort to go through Papke, who has been the most dangerous attacker throughout this match.
Serve into the net there for Lindbergh, and that ends the Dort attack for now. But going on what you said, Koepke was all over the place there in the center of the court for the first couple of sets, but really Dort has shut that down, and Midland hasn't really tried to go back to it either. Serve handled by Dort to the left side. Altman with it. That one blasts off the block, kept alive by Barry, and now it is down the middle and through the Dort College block, and it's a kill by Koepke. Just as we were saying, Midland hadn't been doing it enough. So the Warriors back within three, but it's a 13-10 Dort College lead. Serve handled by Granstra. Gaysink with the set, right for Moss, and it goes off of the block, up into the air, off the Raptors, kept alive, though, by Midland, and pushed over. Dort on the attack now, though. They go to the left side for Altna. She has to poke it wide, though, as the set was a bit too far. Into the net it goes now, and it's blocked. I believe getting an arm on that was Liz Keel, and it lands in play, and Dort takes the point.
Well, the reason I was suggesting they go back to Koepke going into this set, she had a 455 kill percentage through the first three sets.
Extremely high efficiency for Koepke, and they choose to go to the left side this time, though, instead of Koepke, and the shot goes long for Bear. Gieselman thought about calling the timeout for Midland, but decides to let it go, and the lead 15-10 for Dort. Jansen's over it. She takes it. Handled by Barry. Down the middle they go to Koepke. Pushes it along, but it's kept alive by Jansen, and now Altman on the left side off the block. Pops up into the air. Out of the back comes Barry, and to the right side she goes, and Dort blocked at the net. Midland keeps it alive. Pushed over again by Barry after Brent Schneider couldn't put it away. And now the set goes wide. It's set a bit too far away for Gaysink, from Gaysink, for Keel to reach wide of the antenna, and the point goes to Midland.
Yeah, Dort had Midland scrambling and just an errant set there. Cuts the deficit to four for the Warriors.
Serve from Midland, handled by Dort, but blocked at the net. I think that was Jenny Bear or Priscilla O'Dowd. One of those two got onto it. Made the block, and it's back within three again.
Well, we've seen the Warriors come back. They came back from five down in the first set and four down in the third set.
So Jansen's got a couple of timeouts still in his pocket as well. Altman with it at the net. Blocks there. Kept alive by Midland, and now they go to the left side again for Bear, who is the playmaker they seem to want to be going through every single time. But Dort blocks it at the net, pushed over by Keel again, and Midland goes to Bear here on the left side. dug up by Scouten. Dort goes to the far side now. For Olten, off of the block it goes, and it's a kill. Coach Kieselman didn't think he saw much of a deflection there, but considering his players haven't protested, he's kind of decided he needs to let it go. Dort up by four. Drake takes the serve. Up into the air, and now down the middle goes Midland. Dug by Jansen again, though, and now it's handled by Hyman. Midland goes down the middle again, trying to go through O'Dowd. Dort keeps it alive. Granster rises up into the air. Dug up by Peters, and now they go to the far side for Branchmeyer once again. That one, though, dug up by Drake. Dort to the far side for Altma. Popped up into the air by Bear. And now Bear will take another one. Blocked to the net by Brooke Granstra. The All-American rises up and blocks it down. And Dort up 17-12 by 5. Timeout called by Midland. The defenders are rolling right now in set number 4.
Dort coming.
17-12 the score in set number 4. Dort on top and on top 2-1 as they try to close out against number 3 in the country here in 4 sets. Dort volleyball is made possible this afternoon by Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955. They're offering body and fender work, paintless set repair, glass insulation, and frame repair. A certified PPG shop serving the community since 1955. 722-2313. By Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, with services provided by Julia Rentz and Steve Hoffman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens. Their number is 722-1902 to be proactive. By Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at teamrealtysc.com. Phone number 712-762-4472. Ryan Grunewig is a broker. And by People's Bank, offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Haywarden, and Sheldon. Where values matter, member FDIC. Midland's out of timeout. The Dort keeps things rolling the way they have been. We're going to be done in short order here in set number 4, as now a discussion is going on with Jamie Gasing and the referee. Dort volleyball also made possible by the Van England Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City. We do one thing insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent. 737-6000. Aubrey Drake takes the serve here for Dort as we get play back underway. Handled by the Warriors at the net. And it goes into the net, pushed over by Bear, and now Dort on the attack. Gasing tried to go for the direct shot, and he does so, and it goes through the block of O'Dowd and gets the winner for Dort. 18-12, the lead now. And this is where Dort needs to be able to take advantage and put away this game. They have had chances this year. You think of the Northwestern game, where Dort led in the fifth set by 3, 14-11, and let that one slip. Or the Hastings game, where they had a commanding lead in one of the later sets, but couldn't put it away. And the Broncos and Red Raiders both made them pay. They're only 2 comfort clubs on the year, as O'Dowd now puts one into the net. And Dort goes up by 7, and there's nothing Coach Kieselman can do unless he makes a sub again to try to kill a little bit of time, but the lead continues to grow for Dort College.
Yeah, Dort closer to the 25 mark than Midland is to Dort's score, 19-12 rolling.
Another serve by Drake. Handled once again by Bear. She rips the shot from the left side, and you can tell the composure being tested in Midland as that one goes long. And everything working in the defender's favor now. Drake serves, and this one handled by Bear again. They continue to go at her, and down the middle, Midland goes this time. It's blocked, but it goes into the air and out of play. Off of Dort College, point will go to Midland. And so the serve for Grosjean. Need a 13-0 lead. Drake handles the serve, set by Gasing to the far side. Rotna pumps it into the air, and it goes behind the middle bench off of the dig, so they couldn't keep it alive. And it's another kill for Emma Altma, who now goes back to serve. Make it 15 on the game for her.
Well, Granstra with 19 kills, Altina with 15. Lindbergh has 9. And those three have been huge on the attack all evening for Dort College.
Another tough serve for Barry to handle from Altma. She does so, and now they go to Bear, and that one slips through the block of transfer and Gasing for the kill. These are two teams you're going to see at the National Volleyball Tournament, and it's been a treat this afternoon to see this one in action as well. The only home event going on campus this weekend for Dort College, with plenty in attendance this afternoon for this one, as the serve goes long for Bear, and she's been off target for the last few plays, to be honest, for Midland, compared to the high standards she was setting earlier in this game.
Yeah, that's her third error already on the service. Dort College up 22-14.
Gasing puts it off the serve, handles cleanly, and now they go right to O'Dowd. Dort kept it alive, but then Granstra had to bump it into the air, and it went into the net instead. That was all she could do, ran out of real estate, and the point goes to Midland.
Still a little bit of room for error for Dort College, but you don't want to allow Midland back into it. You want to finish him off while you can.
Serve handled by Dort. They go to the far side for Lindbergh this time. Blocked though right in front of her by Christina Koepke. 22-16. Although it's a six-point lead, it sure doesn't feel like it when you know you're trying to put off a team that's only lost one game all season long. That serve into the net, though, by Haley Kowalski. And a couple of costly service errors here that have given Northern last couple of points by Midland, making it even more difficult for the Warriors to get back into this one. Grant's reserves for Dort. Low along the ground, kept alive by Grosjean, and now it goes into the antenna, and it's a point for Dort College, and everyone will get on their feet here as Dort's going to have a series of match points up 2-1, and they lead this one 24-16. They haven't been able to put away the top three teams in the country when they faced them earlier this year, but they get another chance this afternoon, and they do it here, and it's stuck in the net by Elizabeth Keel. She puts it down, and that ends at 25-16, a dominant response in the fourth set by Dort College. They win it 3-1, and they improve now to 17-5 on the season, 10-2 in conference play, and they'll move up from their number 10 spot in the national rankings likely as well. Midland falls to 20-2, 10-2 overall in the conference, and Dort's got the tiebreak on the Warriors now, and they are in outright second place as a result of the tiebreak in the GPAC right now.
Well, just a fantastic all-around performance. Everybody stepped up for the defenders. I don't know if you could say really anyone had a bad performance overall. Granstra was great on the attack, as was Lindbergh and Altena. Jill Scouten had a great defensive performance as well. Plenty of digs. I think well over 20 in the end. She had 16 going into that final set. So for Dort College, a huge victory. You stay in the run. You're only a game behind Hastings, and you have one more match against them later on this year. But for Dort College, not too much you can complain about that one. A four-set victory. And for the most part, you had control of the match, really, from beginning to end.
Dort beats number 3 in the country, Midland, 3-1, 25-22, 25-18. They did lose set 3, 21-25, and then they take a 25-16 to close things out. For Christian Tyler, I'm Derek DeReese. We'll be back in a minute with more post-game wrap-up on KDCR, Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back at DeWitt Gymnasium on this Saturday evening, I'm Derek DeBreech, joined by Christian Zouster. Dort wins 3-1 over number 3 in the country, Midland University, 25-22, 25-18, 21-25, and then taking it 25-16 to close things out. That's only Midland's second loss on the year. They're now 20-2 on the season, 10-2 in the conference, tied with Dort College for second place behind only Hastings, who's ranked number 2 nationally, and is still on Dort's schedule one more time for the final regular season game, which could, of course, be a de facto championship game for who's going to win the regular season title if Dort would win out until that point. But still plenty of games to go until we get to that point. Recapping some of the stats from the game earlier this evening and this afternoon, leading both teams in kills was Brooke Granster for Dort College. She ends with 19 kills, had 15, I believe, in the first two sets, and then after that tapered off a bit, but she was very present in set number 4 for Dort College. And then also Emma Altna with 15 kills, Julia Lindbergh with 9 to lead Dort College. 45 assists in 4 sets for Jamie Gasink. And Nia mentioned the Emma Altna serve as well. 3 aces for her. Defensively for Dort College, Jill Scouten needs to get a personal shout-out in this game. 25 digs for her. She was all over the place, especially in that final set. A great performance by her for Dort College, covering that back line for Dort College. And then also 17 digs for Aubrey Drake and 18 for Summer Jansen. For Midland, they were led by Christina Koepke, who had 15 kills, and then 11 for Jenny Bear and 9 for Shelby Brett Schneider. And in the end, it's a win for Dort, and they're tied now with Midland in the standings. Joined now by Elizabeth Keel, one of the senior players from Orange City on this Dort College volleyball team. And first of all, congrats on the win. How does it feel to finally be able to put away one of those top teams in the country? You've had the close games with Hastings, you had the close game with Westmont, and now you're on the winning end of the Midland game.
It feels really good right now. I mean, they're a really good team, and so, yeah, it felt really good.
What is the difference between playing a team like Midland, where you maybe have a 5-point lead, but you get the sense they're going to come back, as opposed to someone like we saw a couple weeks ago in Mount Marty when they were here. You're not really, you don't feel the pressure as much, and yet Dort's up 6 in midway through the fourth set, and yet you still have that feeling Midland's going to continually come back. Is there, what makes this Midland team so good?
You know, they're just, yeah, they got a lot of good hitters, and they're a solid team. You know, each team we play, we try to do our best, and yeah, it's just like a lot of fun to win these games.
Yeah, I would agree with that. That was good, and crowd pretty good today too.
Yeah, they're awesome. It's always fun to play in front of a home crowd. They're always great at cheering, and yeah.
Well, Liz, you're getting close to the end of another year. Regular season's winding down. Other than if you have some GPAC tournament stuff, you've only got 2 more home games left here in DeWitt Gymnasium. Is it starting to sink in? You're getting towards the end of your final year of college volleyball, or not quite at this point?
A little bit. You know, each game you end, and you know, you just keep playing and working hard, and yeah, hopefully it doesn't end sooner than later.
Well, thank you, Liz. We'll see you guys in action again next week. Thank you for your time.
Yeah, thank you.
That's Elizabeth Keel of Dort College, a senior from Orange City, Iowa, Unity Christian grad for Dort, and she was a major part of the game this evening as well for the defenders at 6 kills overall that Elizabeth Keel. And other stat I want to take note of is Brooke Granser. Not only did she have 19 kills to lead both teams, but a 333 killing efficiency. That's pretty effective as well, as we now get ready for Coach Chad Hansen to join here after the win for the defenders on KDCR 88, Sioux Center 88.5 FM. Coach, first of all, congrats on being able to put away a team that has not only lost once this year, but another top three team in the country, and it seems like you have one of those you face just about every single week, but being able to be the team on top this time.
That's very true. This was just a great team performance, great execution by our group out there. It was a joy to see us start out strong, stay strong, and finish strong. It what a phenomenal team effort, and all around, just the look on our faces, the execution with each play was a joy to see.
First of all, individually, a couple players, Christian and I, thought should get noted. First of all, Brooke Granstra coming out, the team as well, but Brooke especially in those first couple sets, it just seemed like was all over the place. She had 15 kills in the first 2 sets, and really just seemed like someone that was driving your attack overall.
Yeah, for sure. Brooke is that player for us, and Jamie knows where she is and when she is, since we run such a fast offense to her, and it's fantastic to see how well her Brooke's explosiveness taking off and versatility creates offensive options for us, and she did have a great night. Brooke did.
And then defensively, Jill Scouten, we thought, did a great job. She had 25 digs, was all over the place, it seemed like, especially in that fourth set that you guys won by 9 points, actually, 25-16 over Midland.
Yep, and I'll tell you what, Derek, it's just a surreal feeling, not because I didn't think we could do it, but just because we did do it. And, all respect to our opponent, I know that this is our capability and our level, and I know that we're not tapped out, we haven't peaked. This isn't our ceiling. This is just great Dort volleyball that was fantastic in execution. Jill did a wonderful job for us in the back row. Our back row really stayed strong through serve, receive, defense, and just fantastic to see their production lead to neat offensive opportunities across the board.
And I guess we talk about it's hard having a schedule against these good teams, but one, it prepares you for postseason play, of course, playing these kinds of teams, but how nice is it to have just regular conference games here, and it's at the caliber of what you'd see at the national tournament down the road?
Yeah, this is really good. Our conference is in the strongest spot it's been in a long, long time, and that does require us to play great volleyball. You know, we were pushed on Tuesday at Briarcliff. The way that Briarcliff came out was amped up, eager. And, we may have been distracted by this match, looking too far ahead towards it. I think it took us some character to recover from that. But I comment on Briarcliff because they are a worthy caliber opponent. And every match in our conference is a true test for us in that national picture. I think Briarcliff would beat some teams that make the national tournament. And yet I know that in the conference picture for us at the GPAC, they're down, in the bottom half. And So to play great volleyball against great opponents night in, night out, it's really required, and it's a good check for us each night.
Well, Coach, you've got two home games coming next week and then three road ones to end the season. What else does this team have to do if they're going to be able to ride this winning streak going through the rest of the regular season? Because, honestly, if they're able to win these next five games, they're going to defend their GPAC title and take it for another year.
Yeah, that's a great comment and question. For us, and that's what we talked about at the end of the locker room conversation, was we need to get a good, clear picture of what the postseason looks like and the conference race that we're in. We have to understand what that is on Monday, and we'll talk more through the details of it. Each match that we win 3-0, 3-1 is really beneficial in the tiebreakers that could come up, et cetera. So our team will understand more of that on Monday, and there's some, you know, every GPAC match matters. This coming week, Wednesday, we host Dakota Wesleyan, and that's our breast cancer awareness night. We really encourage our fans to come out. We have some challenges and some awards and prizes to give out, and not just to be gamey and tricky with things, but really to support those who survived, those who fought and lost. We want to honor those women particularly who've battled this difficult disease. And then Thursday is a ranked opponent with Jamestown, a non-conference match coming through. So it's an important week. And then at Doan, we go to another ranked opponent on Saturday. So this week coming up is a heavy, emotional-filled and competitive-filled week for us.
Well, Coach Hanson, once more, congrats on today's big win, and thank you for your time again.
Thanks, Derek. Thanks, Christian, for broadcasting. We appreciate it.
That'll do it for our broadcast this evening. Dort College wins 3-1 over number 3 in the country, the Midland Warriors, and they are now sitting second in the GPAC behind only Hastings, who, of course, is their final game of the regular season. Back again Wednesday night. Mike Biker will have the call at 7:30 against Dakota Wesleyan. That'll do it for tonight's broadcast. For Christian Zausser, I'm Derek DeVries. Goodbye from DeWitt Gymnasium.